Welcome to another edition of The Magical World of G. Michael Vasey. And today I thought we'd drift over to the creepy side of things and look at a phenomenon that fascinated me a couple of 3 years ago called the Black-Eyed Kids. Well, what are the Black-Eyed Kids? Well, probably the best way to approach them is to give you a generic Black-Eyed Kids story. It goes something like this. Late at night, there's a knock at the door. When the door is answered, there are one or more, usually two, young kids in their early teens. For some reason, the person opening the door is immediately gripped with an insane fear that seems to originate at the very core of their being or soul. Their heart pounds and they want to run and escape, but seemingly are unable. And instead, they're rooted to the spot. The kids aren't usually threatening or violent, but are rather devoid of any emotion, and quietly but insistently demand to be let in. The reasons they give to enter vary from "I want to use the phone" to "I want something to eat or to drink." It's usually at some time around this point in the story that the person notices the kid's eyes and is even more horrified by what they see. The eyes are totally black. There is no white, no iris, just total pools of blackness. This is often the catalyst for them to slam the door shut and wait inside the house until they are certain the kids have left. Sometimes, despite the horror, an intense urge to run, the idea of a young teen out alone at night brings out the better side in the door answerer, who, at least for a while, contemplates helping them. In almost all cases, the intense fear eventually makes them close the door and cower behind it, sometimes even calling the police. Well, this story is repeated over and over by the many people who have shared their creepy encounters, with only minor changes in the detail. Sometimes no one else sees or hears the kids. Sometimes they leave no footsteps in the snow or the wet. Although they are physical kids, they do seem capable of vanishing or of being noticed only by their intended victims. Sometimes black-eyed people are also involved in the periphery of the story, as if waiting for the kids to gain entry, or maybe they pick up the kids later. So I first heard about the Black-Eyed Kids in running my website, myhauntedlife2.com, where I collect paranormal stories, true stories from readers just like yourselves. Another time we'll talk a bit more about My Haunted Life 2, how that got going and why I collect such stories. But a reader who submitted a story to that website really alerted me to Black-Eyed Kids. I'd never heard of them before. And I read the story that they sent me with a growing sense of unease and horror. There isn't that much that scares me these days, to be honest. But this story had me thinking about being alone at night and hearing that knock at my door. I was tingling with a nauseating mixture of fear and fascination reading that submission. I'd heard about the Black-Eyed Kids, or Beck for short, of course. It was an urban myth, I thought, and one that seemed to be distinctly American in origin. So I posted the story, and traffic to my website grew tenfold overnight. It seems I wasn't the only one that was frightened by the story, as it went viral on social media, shared and shared and shared again. Then, story after story started to flood into my email. Other people telling me about their experiences with the Beck and black-eyed people. Many of these encounters followed the well-worn and similar format to the first submission. Let me give you a taste. Here is that very first story that I got. A few months ago, I visited my mother in Amarillo. She lives in a nice area that has a good reputation. I was expecting to have a nice vacation and spend some quality time with her, as she's getting older. We spent the afternoon together, and that evening she went to bed. I wasn't tired, so I decided to watch some TV and catch up with my friends on Facebook. About an hour later, there was a knock on the door. I was a bit taken aback, as this area was normally dead after 10. I went into the kitchen to try to look out to see who was at the door. The knocking was persistent. It wasn't like the average elder visit where a knock would be followed by silence. Nah, this was a constant tap, 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 tap. Starting to get tired of this idiot knocking on the door, so I went to the porch and opened it. Two teenagers stood there. One looked around 14, the other perhaps 16. I instantly wondered if they were actually at the wrong house, as I was the only person under 30 in my family. There was no possible reason for these kids to be here. They said nothing, so I asked them what they wanted. The older one told me that he was sorry for waking me up, but wanted to come in and use the phone. He explained that he'd been left in the area by their parents and needed to call somebody. As he finished speaking, he just stared at me. When I saw his eyes, I couldn't tear myself away. They were completely black. Just black. I couldn't break away from his gaze. I had a huge urge to just stand back and let them in. We stood there staring at each other. He started talking again. This time he wasn't asking. He was demanding that I let him in. The facade was gone. Whatever he wanted would only take a few moments, he said, and then they would leave. He wanted me to let him in and help him. I broke my eyes away and realized that I was actually stepping backwards. I hurriedly told them to get off the porch and find help elsewhere. I closed the door with them still standing there, and heading towards the phone, I called the police and told them that there were a couple of kids in the area who seemed to be up to no good. They told me later that they did a thorough check, but didn't find anything. No one else in the area had seen them either. My mother hadn't even heard them or the knocking. When I told her about it, she just dismissed it as the youth of today with poor manners. She didn't see their eyes. I felt absolutely terrified, and I felt at odds with their will. I think they meant to do me harm. Has anyone else had any experience with black-eyed kids? So that was the first story that awoke me to this strange phenomenon known as the black-eyed kids, or Beck, and with my curiosity well piqued, I had to find out more. What were these young kids with black eyes doing knocking on people's doors and terrorizing communities with their strange activities? Darren Marlar, who has his own massively popular podcast called Weird Darkness, reads many of my books in their audiobook format. He has read or narrated the Black Eyed Kids book that I wrote. And what I'd like to do now is introduce you to the masterful voice of Darren Marlar, as he tells us a few more black-eyed kid encounters.
I have my own experience of these black-eyed kids. It happened a few years ago. I've never been able to really think of a rational reason for what happened. It just happened. I headed out to mow my lawn. In the front of the ditch of my road, I have bushes and flowers neatly set up. To my bitter surprise, someone had gone by and stepped all over my roses. I was pretty upset. The next day, I saw two kids walking down my road. Keep in mind, my road has several houses, so we all know each other very well. These kids looked to be around 14 or 15 years old. I've never seen these kids before in the neighborhood. I wanted to go outside and ask them if they messed with my roses, but I figured they're just kids, and I'd let it slide this time. The kids stopped walking and just stood on the road right across from my house. That's a good 100 or so feet away, They just stood there. I was looking out the window and they were just standing right there. I went to my room to get my shoes, and when I came out, they were gone. It was around 8 p.m. and it was starting to get dark out. My power went off and on a few times. That's never happened before. We usually have very stable electricity. Around 8:20, I heard deep knocking at my front door. I went over to the door, turned on my porch light, and looked through the little hole on my door, but it was just pitch black, even though the light was on. I didn't know why, but I was extremely terrified. I started to put my hand on the handle, and I asked, "Who's there?" Some kid answered, "Sorry to bother you, but we're lost and need to borrow your phone." "I have a spare cell phone you can borrow for a few minutes," I told them. "Let me go get it, and I'll come outside with you." The kid just said, "No, you let me in right now," and he started banging on my door. I'm not talking about just hitting it, but it was like something very big and wide was smashing against my door. I said, "You quit that right now. I got a gun, and if you try anything, I will shoot you." The kid kept screaming, "Let me in now. You're making a mistake." I grabbed my gun and held it off to the side of my leg. I put my hand on the lock and unlocked the door. This is where I made my mistake. I opened the door expecting either those kids or just one kid with a weapon or something. But these weren't little kids. Standing at my door were two people, and both looked young, but their eyes gave them away. They were pitch black. I felt terrified again. I felt like putting my shotgun down and letting them in. I'm not sure why I felt that way. As I had the door open for those 3 or 4 seconds, the taller kid started to walk forward to come in. I kicked my door shut as hard as I could, and I locked it. At this point, I heard them both crying and screaming in a strange, distorted, high-pitched way, followed by some banging on my door again. I went to check my back door just to make sure it was still locked. Thankfully, my back door was locked, and by the time I headed to my front door, they just stopped. I loaded my shotgun and opened the door expecting these things, but they were gone. I heard some footsteps, and my neighbor was coming by. He heard some weird screams and came by to check on me. I stood there, probably looking like death with a shotgun in my hand. I let him in and told him the entire event. He told me to call the cops, but I was positive they wouldn't believe me. I never called the cops. Submitted by Keith W.
Here's another story submitted to my website. A few weeks ago, this happened to me. I saw a story from your site on Facebook, and I felt that I should share my experience. It wasn't as dramatic as some of the ones I've read, but it was certainly strange. I was shopping in a mall with my dad north of San Diego. Across from the car park, there was a person talking to himself. He didn't have a phone, and there was nobody else he could have been possibly talking to. Dad went ahead into the mall, and I headed over to a convenience store to get some cigarettes. I had to go past the strange man. I walked past him, and he said he could not drive on any highway with a number 10 on it, and he had to go in the direction of Los Angeles. I said that I couldn't take him. He said that I had to take him to Los Angeles. This was all strange, as he would have to go on I-5 to get to LA. This was in the middle of the afternoon on a bright and sunny day. His eyes were coal black with no whites in them. He didn't show any emotion and spoke with a monotone voice that really did stand out in this area. His face looked almost dead in appearance. At the time, I thought he must have been some kind of drug addict, but I wasn't scared. There are a lot of drug addicts in Los Angeles. He told me that he wanted me to drive him to Los Angeles and would pay me good money. I told him no. He kept staring at me. I ignored him and walked into the store. As I paid for my cigarettes, the man walked around the corner and I didn't see him again. He didn't show any emotion. He wasn't angry, upset, or even threatening. He was just calm and patient. I told my dad about this person in the parking lot when I got back into the store, and he said that he was crazy. Now I'm wondering if he's one of the black-eyed people. I think he was. Strangely, black-eyed adults often seem to crop up in Walmart car parks. I've had lots of encounter stories with black-eyed adults in Walmart, around Walmart, or in Walmart car parks. I'm not quite sure why they are attracted to Walmart. But the next time you go shopping at Walmart, just keep your eye open. You may have an encounter with a black-eyed adult. Here's an example. I was around 12 when this incident took place. I didn't know anything about black-eyed kids until a few years ago when I started reading reports on the internet about these strange people. My story is a little different to those other accounts. I was sitting in my mum's car waiting for her to return. She was inside Walmart and I'd elected to wait in the car with my book. A young boy had walked past the car a few times, and I hadn't really taken that much notice of him. The fourth or fifth time the boy went past, I think he noticed me as he came over to the car and stared in at me. I tried to ignore him and read my book, but he started whispering, "Let me in." I knew the front doors were locked, and I quickly checked the doors at the back. My side door was unlocked, but the side that the boy was on was locked. I locked my side. The boy kept pleading to be let in. He then went quiet and stared at me for a few minutes before walking away. I want to talk about the eyes. The boy had completely black eyes. There was no other colour to be seen, just pure blackness. He didn't blink. He didn't wince or show any emotion. His face was stony white. When he spoke, I seemed to hear the words in my head more than through my ears. When he tapped on the window, it was slow and methodical. He did not seem to be in any danger or need my help. He was not panicking. It was almost like he was a robot under the control of someone or something else. The weirdest thing about this encounter was that my mother returned to the car a few minutes later and complained that some woman had approached her and had asked for the keys to her car. She said my mother had blocked her in and this woman wanted to move her car. My mum knew she hadn't. This strange woman then became quite insistent, and my mother was forced to ask a security guard to help her. To my knowledge, our incidents had taken place at exactly the same time. She also told me that the woman's eyes were strange. Not completely black, but almost. So over the years, I've collected many, many stories about black-eyed kid and black-eyed adult encounters, and even some stranger stories about white-eyed kid encounters. More of that in another podcast. So what are black-eyed kids? Well, throughout the history of humanity, the boogeyman in the forest has always had black eyes. Black eyes are used by Hollywood to signify possession, demonic evil, and when people are very, very angry, sometimes their eyes appear to go black. There are some theories that black-eyed kids are aliens. I don't subscribe to that one. I think that black-eyed kids are a form of parasitic entity, along with some other types of phenomena, which we'll get into over the coming weeks and months, that feed on human fear. Yes, I think there are parasitic entities living in this realm with us that use human fear, human emotion, as food. I think the black-eyed kids are a manifestation of that demonic, negative, vampiric entity. Of course, in my books, The Black-Eyed Kids and Chilling Tales of Black-Eyed Kids, both of which are available on Amazon and other stores, I get into the whole phenomena in a bit more detail. There's lots of stories from people that have had encounters. I talk a lot more about myth and legend of black-eyed kids and black-eyed creatures. I talk about the idea that black eyes can have some meaning, both from a mythological perspective, a psychological perspective, and from an occult perspective. And all of this fits into my pursuit of reality. What is this reality that we live in? Are we alone? Are there angels and demons? Are there ghosts? Are there parasitic entities that feed from our fear? I think that there are. And over the coming weeks and months, I intend to provide evidence in two ways. One, from stories, from encounters, and two, from the study of magic. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Magical World of G. Michael Vasey. If you have, would you do me a favour? Would you follow, would you like, and help me market and extend the audience for these little podcasts? I thank you. I'd like to leave you with a last Black Eyed Kid story so that you can dwell on the idea. And as you go to bed tonight, if you're anything like me, you will spend a few moments on the point of sleep, waiting for that knock at your door. A gas station attendant in northeast Louisiana had a terrifying encounter on November 2012. The gas station was creepy enough to begin with at 3 a.m. in the morning, but then the power went out. Led by the light of his cell phone, the attendant was able to get the generators going, but the backup lighting was dim and only lit up certain areas like the cash area and the parking lot, while the rest of the isolated establishment was cloaked in black. Out in that darkness, he noticed movement. Three children on bikes were headed his way. They stood at the door and stared at the attendant. He felt creeped out, but they were just kids, and it was way too late for them to be out. He opened the door and asked if they were okay. The young girl asked to use a phone. But as he handed his cell phone over to her, he realized her eyes were all black. "No, I need the real one." She pointed at the landline inside. The thought of letting her inside the gas station sent chills up his spine. He shouted at all of them to leave as he slammed and locked the door. The children stood there a bit longer, silently staring at him through the glass with their solid black eyes. Then they got back on their bikes and disappeared into the darkness. The next morning, the attendant was eager to go through the surveillance footage. Unfortunately, the power outage cut the cameras off, and they didn't boot back up with the generator. He had nothing to prove the events of the night before ever took place. My name's G. Michael Vasey. You've been listening to The Magical World of G. Michael Vasey. I hope you tune in to future and past podcasts.